That's the grandeur.
I can't. Oh, like, what an intro.
No, that was, you know, I'm keeping it for the pod. Okay.
Classic Noel.
Okay. Okay, I made my grandma turn off her program for this, so sorry about it, Carol. We love you. Carol. All right, so welcome to, I don't know what episode this is, it's an early one, but do you love it? This is Joey Fabrizi, and today we're joined by one of my best friends, and I would say recent part-time housewives aficionado. Like, you really have gotten into Atlanta and Potomac big time, which is an incredible feat. Anyway, okay, so this is Adam Turney. Adam, how the fuck are you?
Good, okay. We're feeling it. We're loving it. We're living it.
Notes? Do you have your notes?
Oh, absolutely. Notes are at hand. We're ready.
Okay, so just so for anyone that's listening, we are going to strictly cover Potomac this past episode that aired last night, but also kind of like the season in general because it just started. But before we do that, Adam, do you want to give us a little bit of a rundown of your Housewives history? Like, what popped your Housewives cherry? Like, what are you feeling a lot lately? Like, I know you're a big Atlanta fan, so I'm just gonna like pass the mic.
So I like first started watching it with my dad when I was younger, and we watched Atlanta like the first few seasons, and we were like, it's too much, like, we can't.
The Kim Zolciak series.
I'm like, how is she? Like, every once in a while, I'm like, Dad, don't get even started on
Don't even go there.
Like, don't even go there. Like, do you want season 10, Kim? Like, what are we talking about? Like,
no one wants season 10, Kim.
Oh, absolutely not. And then I feel like I got back into it once I met you. Like,
yeah.
When I was gonna get back into it, like, let's do it. And then I was like, watch more Bev Hills, New York. And then recently I just caught up with Atlanta again because I like randomly stopped for some reason. And then you were like, you need to watch Potomac. And I was like, okay. And then like instantly addicted. And now that's like.
So you've seen every episode of Potomac?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. And for those listening, Adam and I went to UCLA together and we were roommates our junior year, which was quite the moment. And so that's when we kind of started watching, like, Housewives on and off together. Like, I remember we would have some, like, wine nights and, like, dedicated to some Housewives. I know, I don't want to out you, but I know that you recently were maybe a bit under the influence and decided to dive right back into a recent Housewives reunion with Beverly Hills. Classic season 5.
Classic season 5, part 3 reunion. Like, I don't know what came over me, like...
What was that?
I was like, you know, like? It was like 1 a.m, like, it was like such an experience, like opening the episode with like classic Rinna, like being like, Kim, I'm so sorry. Like, I don't know what else to say. And then Kim being like, you're a fucking liar. Like, here are the texts. And then Andy's like, I don't know why you won't give it up, Kim. Like, everyone's like on Rinna's side.
When Andy's like, Kim, she's crying.
Yeah, like, just give it up, Kim. And Kim was like, I have the text. Like, I was like, I understand she already knows what she did wrong. Like, I just don't get it.
Or I will say, and I will admit, I have a soft spot for Kim, but that was crazy when Lisa Rinna, when Lisa Rinna texted her, I will fuck you up.
Like, not a shocker at all, but just like, also that was when Rinna was like early on, right? Like, that was like
that
her
was first season.
Yeah, so I was like, the fact she just like came in like that.
The wine glass throw in Amsterdam was her first fucking season.
I just don't, like, it's like, just...
It's not normal. Have you ever dipped your toe into New York?
I have, absolutely. Classic Luann.
So Luann's a favorite for you from New York.
Oh, absolutely classic. What was the episode where she's like, you're not going to be, like, to Sonia?
Oh my God, when she's like, you're not going to be on my show. You're done.
Huh. Sonia's like, I just don't even know. And everyone's like, I like, and then Sonia just like next level. Like, I don't understand her brain. Like,
you know, Sonia's my number one of all time.
She's literally like out of this, like, I just don't understand like how a human can turn out that way.
And you know my friend Fallon, right?
Yes.
Classic Barbara Baker. She is also a huge Housewives fan. One time we were at a party and I asked her, I was like, honestly, which housewife on New York this season do I remind you of the most? And she goes, I want to say Sonia, but I don't want you to be offended. And ever since then, I've just honestly kind of embraced it. And she is my ray of light on this franchise. I'm a little concerned for this season. I know you're not watching, but she's mixing a lot of her drinking with pills, and it's not good.
Been there, girl. Okay.
Okay, Adam, spilling it all.
Spilling the tea. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So. And you do love Atlanta as well. Do you have any favorites from Atlanta you want to shout out? Miss Marlowe. Sorry to just start.
Miss Marlowe, classic Tanya. Like, I feel like I'm like a fan of like, I mean, I love the main ones, but like Marlowe and Tanya. Are
like, oh, Atlanta has the best side characters. The cookie lady.
I think they're all like,
Oh, wait, you haven't gotten there yet. Sorry.
But yeah, no, they have the best, like, I want them to be main, but I also like how they're just, like, the side characters still.
I'm so obsessed. The 180 that we have both taken with Tanya is something that I'm obsessed with.
It's really a journey. Like, it, like, happened really quickly. Like, because at first, like, the episode where she, like, does the, like, the the fashion show challenge thing when they're all, were, like, doing their talents against each other, which was, like, already a lot. And she, like, came out and I was like, Tina, this is absolutely too much. Like, when she... my classic glasses that were like Nene's brand, and Nene's like, girl, this is offensive. Like, I don't know what you're doing.
Nene does not fuck with Tanya.
Oh, absolutely. But then wasn't Nene the one that brought Tanya into the
show? No, literally, absolutely. Nene like brought her on and then was like, all right.
Nene, like, girl, you can't backtrack that one.
And I, all of a sudden, like, one, I don't remember what trip it was, but Tanya was there and I was just like, okay, like, yeah, like, absolutely.
I feel like it was Tokyo.
Oh, I think it was. Tokyo. You're
crying when it was like so horrible, but Joey, I've never died laughing harder. And then Nene is like, stop crying. And literally Tanya's like bawling. And Tanya's like, I'm not crying. I'm like, Tanya, you're literally crying. Like, Nene is correct. Like,
I remember you texting me being like, Tanya insisting that she's not crying as she wipes tears from her face.
I forgot who she's sitting next to, but they're like trying to wipe off the tears. And she's like, I'm not crying. Like, the ugliest crying face. And I was like, okay, I'm obsessed with Tanya. Like, I think it was in that moment where I was like, she's too much, but I love
her. Yeah, like, I love it for Tanya. Now, have you heard the rumors that Nene's been fired?
Oh, yes. Like, yeah. How do we feel about it?
I go back and forth because I definitely have my days where I'm like, Nene, enough. Like, you're not, you have, like, one foot in this show. You're too much. And then there's another, sometimes I wake up and I'm like, what the fuck am I saying? Like, Nene is this program. Like,
exactly. I love when she, like, says that and all the girls are like, like, act surprised, and I'm like,
You guys know it's true. I know. And even Andy's like,
oh, yeah.
Hey, classic Dorlicia. I am...
Pravaka Raju, classic... what's her name?
Who?
She's the redhead.
Haley. Wait, who was the dancer girl from Vegas named Haley?
Who are you talking about?
From that class.
What class?
April. The one that we met Navika in.
Wait, there's a girl named Haley. The fact that I like, don't remember.
She was like a dancer and like really weird and bad. She was like from Vegas. Red hair. Oh my god. Okay, so we already did the intros and everything. Okay, here we are. Okay, so we are going to cover episodes 3 and 4, but I do want to start with the taglines. Adam, are you ready for this?
Absolutely.
Okay, so Giselle Bryant, her tagline is, I'm still the baddest thing talking and the most anointed one talking. Okay, wait, that has to be a typo, because I think one of those is walking. Okay.
Baddest thing.
Walking?
That's what I would, like, naturally assume.
Okay, not Entertainment Tonight's Mo. Karen Huger. Honey, the grand dame doesn't repeat history. She makes it. I'm into that. Oh, you're not into it.
No, it's, like, very Karen. Like,
oh, my God. Every season, she's like, honey, the grand dame. She thinks she's, like, Princess Diana.
Literally. I'm like, girl, it's just Potomac. Like,
I know. Like, calm down. But I do love LaDame.
Absolutely.
Okay. Miss Monique Samuels. Maybe if you tried a little harder, you wouldn't have to try me. That's a lot for me.
Oh, I feel like it's fitting for Monique, but it's also just, like, a lot.
Yeah, and like try harder at what? Like being a decent human?
Right. Like I feel like I wanted like something involving T'Challa in the tagline.
Oh, okay. Well, we're gonna. I need to discuss T'Challa and Link.
Okay.
Here we go. Classic T'Challa. Okay, Robin Dixon. I live in a house. I'm ready. I'm already dying. But wait, throwback to her tagline last season.
Well, I don't remember what it was.
It was like, the only thing shorter than my hair is my patience. Like, Robin, I can't.
I love her.
Oh. I love her, too. Okay, her tagline this season. I live in a house full of ballers, but I never get played.
And I feel like that's a lie, but okay, Robin, we're going with it.
I know. Like, sadly, that's definitely a lie.
Yeah.
Okay, Ashley Darby. Now that I have my baby, that's the only crap I take.
This is the one I just...
This is...
I hear it, I'm like...
Adam, this is not okay. Like, I don't like a hint of toilet humor with the tagline. Like, this is setting up the tone.
Also, it's just, like, it's not, like, granted, you had a baby, we get it. Like, classic Miss Darby had a freaking baby, announced it to the whole goddamn world.
Classic baby theme.
I literally can't, when it doesn't even look like you girls, that's a whole other subject.
I know, that's the dark topic.
Like, oh, classic. But it's like... But it's like, let's not have that in the tagline. Like, I can't. It just makes it even more about her and the baby. And I'm, like, already over it.
I didn't sign up for Baby Dean to be, like, a full-time cast member. It's
huge. Like, let's do a spinoff show, Bravo, if you want to have Ashley Darby and the child. Like,
he's
have
like, her not crawling. It's too much. Okay, Candace. Reading is fundamental, and honey, I own the library.
That was just, like, they couldn't think of anything. Like, Candace has something, like, distinct that they could be like, ooh, we have something to pull on, you know? It's just, like...
It's kind of like a throwaway, like, drag moment.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, I'm surprised I haven't heard that on Drag Race. Okay, and classic Wendy. The professor has arrived and class is officially in session. Okay, so this is a lot. I don't think...
really have mixed
tagline.
Like...
What'd you say?
Like... I just don't know. Like,
I don't think it's a bad tagline. I'm just like, she's not delivering it well. She's like really awkward with it. Exactly. All right, let's do an abridged recap of last week, which was episode 3. Okay. So this is when Candace, so they're at that dinner or whatever, and they're finishing up at that dinner, or I mean, not finishing up, they're like start fighting. And so Giselle's basically the narrator of the show. That's kind of like,
oh yeah, she literally is like, okay, we're gonna take you and you. Also, I just don't understand, like, this is a dinner. I agree with Candace in the sense of like, they should have had a separate talk. If it's like, you know what I mean, about the situation, whereas Giselle and Team Giselle, Robin, Monique, everyone else in their, like, mother.
They were like, the theme is forgiveness.
I was just like, they should be having a private talk. And like, Candace was saying that, and they're all like, no, you need to reconcile now. And I was like, you can't force a genuine, cause, in quotes, because we all know Candace cannot give a genuine apology, apparently.
Right.
But like, you can't force that when you're, you know...
Yeah, I actually didn't disagree with Candace when she was like, I'm not cheersing to that, sorry. And I don't like
moment, I was like, I agree, you know, with her. I was like, yeah, let's like, at least like take them outside with the camera and have them have a talk if you want to do that. Like, if you want to really hash it out, then have them come back in and then you can like have your dinner.
Right.
But
I did think that Candace was insane looking at Robin, just going, Robin, shut the fuck up. I was like,
highlight of the episode.
Oh my god.
Robin's like, well, I'm not sure.
I know, Robin. I think I was expecting Robin to like pop off way more. She literally just goes, excuse me? She was like, I will not shut my mouth. Like, it was.
I feel like it's so like classic current Robin. Like, she's like kind of just there. Like, she's not.
I mean, truly, like, what will rock Robin? Like, I feel like someone could be hurling like something at her from across the table, and she would just be like, girl, oh my god, girl,
like, can you stop, girl? Like, Giselle, would you look at this? Like, literally,
she would like start laughing. She'd literally be like, oh,
literally, with her freaking like hair clips.
Can't. Oh my god, wait, I also need to talk about Karen's confessional.
The look.
I
like the looks in general. Like,
well, okay. I mean, wow. This also, this week's episode, we'll
the
get
side
there.
Loop with the opposite shoulder.
Karen has had so many wild looks and so many wild quotes. Like, I have one on my phone that I can't wait to bring out. But her orange confessional look with the short hair, which has been compared to Ellen, that is a crazy look. And her, I'm not saying this is a bad thing, but her breasts are very present in that one.
Yeah. I feel like, which is, like, great for someone her age, but it's also just, like, I feel like it's clearly the producers being like, let's ham it up.
I know,
I'm also just, like, crazy. Up. Like, she's crazy this season, so I feel like they're just, like,
feeling very god aunt energy with, like, the pastel and the wig and, like, Karen's voice. Like, I am kind of, like, I picture the confessional look with, like, a wand.
Oh, absolutely. Like, easily could be a Glinda stand-in.
Absolutely. I have written down in my notes, Ashley and Michael are too much. I do not want to hear about their sex life.
I just, it's like, we get it. I just can't.
We get it. You guys have sex. That's happened. Sure, whatever. This child's here. Clearly you've had sex. I don't care. I don't want to know about this. The idea of him naked repulses me to a level that I don't even know what to say. I can't even continue that sentence. Your face right now, I wish someone could see. Oh my god, you're so disgusted.
Absolutely. That's too much.
Would you have a threesome with them?
With Ashley and Michael Darby?
With Ashley and Michael Darby. I feel like you would.
Joey, what kind of question is that? What kind of taste do you think I have?
No idea. It's mid-afternoon on a Monday. It's 4:30 in New York. It's 95 degrees outside. I'm truly going insane.
Like, I think if there's money involved.
How much money? Now that you're bringing that up. Sorry, you dug yourself in the grave.
I need, like, at least five figures.
Adam, five figures?
Okay, maybe four.
Oh, Adam, I was thinking more. Are you kidding me? You're going down?
I thought you were thinking I was, like, aiming a little too high.
No. Although I am concerned about their finances. Not on a real level, but on for housewives.
Yeah, because literally them still being in that apartment. Like, I'm sorry. If you're going to be a part of this franchise, you need to own some sort of house, a condo, like, unless you're transitioning, like we had Claudia in Atlanta, like who was
trying. I'm dying at that, like, clarification.
You got that reference?
Unless there is a transition happening in your personal and mental health.
Exactly, where it's like, you have to stay there. But like,
for Adam, if that apartment was in New York, everything. However,
absolutely.
We're in fucking Maryland. And this is not acceptable. I'm sorry. Do I like the view? Yes. Also, we need to talk about her.
I was about to say. You already know.
Adam texted me during this episode. Adam texted me and just goes, Joey, the level that Ashley is acting like this sippancy is an Oscar gift suite. Like, this is insane. Like, I was taken aback by, I don't know why, I just didn't imagine them putting together a party ever. I was so taken aback by the staff.
I was like, the amount of staff?
And also, like, the, like, tables. I was like, girl, we're in a penthouse.
Like, she was acting like Michelle Obama was coming over. Like,
she literally was like, here we go. Like, she greeted every person at the door. I was like, girl, it's kind of a swing by kind of thing.
Literally. And I'm like,
you invited Charisse.
Oh, a whole other can of worms.
I know, we can't even get into Charisse. Wait, oh my god, this is a really good, side note, I had no idea that Candace's husband had three kids. Whoa.
Oh, yeah. I was like, okay, Chris. Like,
are you still attracted to him?
Absolutely. I'm just really curious about the D. Like, is it really that color?
I know. I mean, it's been said. Although, what was up with her saying that they have a decent time in the bedroom? I would have.
Oh, and then Chris was like, oh, it's just decent. And I was like, oh, okay, conflict.
And I was like, Chris is, he's ready to show out. Okay.
Chris is, like, killing it. So, knowing Candace, she just not, I mean, we all
maybe
know.
Maybe not a sexual person. Maybe she's too angry.
Literally. Like, I feel like she just can't enjoy anything.
Such a miserable piece of shit. I, like, can't.
Her having this, like, baby talk, I'm like, I really hope with the state she's in that she is not seriously considering having a baby, because if you bring a child into this world and you...
Do not multiply. Do not multiply.
Like,
oh my God.
Pretty crazy.
I know. I think she's absolutely gorge.
I know. That's, like, the one redeeming factor. I'm like,
I know. I'm always like, fuck Candace. She looked gorge.
Literally.
Okay. On to T'Challa.
Our girl.
I have been waiting to talk about this bird for, like, over a week now. Okay, first of all, we're aware that Monique has a bird this season named T'Challa. Not sure what kind of bird it is, parakeet, I don't know what kind of, whatever. First of all, Karen, of course, again, acted like King Kong was greeting her at the door. She literally acted like there was a dinosaur at the door when she saw T'Challa, the smallest bird. And my favorite part was Monique immediately goes, oh, do you still have an issue with T'Challa? Like, Karen and T'Challa have a relationship. Like T'Challa's a side player. Like,
I know. And it's just being, it's like, Karen, girl.
She's like, truly, like,
T'Challa's not going to do anything to you.
That was a lot for me. However, it is a lot with Monique answering the door with T'Challa. Like, why does he have to go everywhere?
Right. And it's like, she's like, well, I need to spread my time, you know, with my three kids and my bird. So I guess she was like trying to bring the bird to be like, this is our time together. It's like, girl, like, yeah, you don't need to be bringing that to your girlfriend's places. You know what I mean?
No. Also, I mean, I get Karen being freaked out, but not that freaked out.
Yeah, it's just classic Karen with the antics.
Why haven't we gotten, like, an origin story with the name? Like, what's T'Challa?
I know.
So, genuinely being like, what is T'Challa? Okay, Giselle's whole thing with... Wait, what's her man's name? Oh, Jamal. Who I think is kind of attractive. You're like not feeling it. So weird as a mom. Like, I totally get why the kids are weirded out.
It's like, and she's like, I just don't get it. I don't get it. And I'm like, how would you feel, Giselle? Like, put yourself in their shoes. Like,
and she totally, like, truly did not get it until she talked to her hairstylist this week.
Oh my God. Classic Cal.
Oh my God. Wait, is that his name?
I think so.
Okay, Cal's everything, because at first
I was like,
oh my God, I wanted
love. And she's like, that's beautiful, with like her eye.
And those were like genuine tears. I mean, I think she's such a drama queen at her core.
Oh, absolutely.
But Cal, I literally wrote down, I was like, wow, Giselle needs this friend. And then I noticed that he was like fixing hair for her. And I was like, oh, wow. Okay, so this guy's, like, multifaceted. Okay.
He's been featured, like, in past seasons a lot. Like, always, it's always him giving advice to her, like, while he's doing her hair.
I was blown away by that speech.
Okay, it's like a Nancy Pelosi speech. Like, what's happening, girl?
It really was so, like, I don't know, of the moment. And Giselle crying in the back. I was surprised they didn't layer that with some more music, because I totally...
I know. Because we haven't had, like, a big moment like that, I feel like.
Emotional mom, I know.
Candace with her little baby tears.
I hate Candace. Okay, yeah, that boat dinner was rough. Okay. I wrote down... I was into that yellow dress on Monique, or the neon.
Oh, wait, Joey, throw back to the sip and see really quick. I made a...
Oh, no, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, the Karen wearing Fendi?
I was about to say Karen and the Fendi. Karen is...
Fendi ambassador, Savage X ambassassador, Karen Huger, okay?
She's...
Their relationship, like, did you hear about Rihanna, like, being like, we love Karen, like, after her, like, Instagram live? Like,
oh, yeah, does Rihanna follow Karen on Insta?
I don't know, but I know... She, like, commented on the live feed, like, when Karen went live for, you know, classic Karen, for some random reason.
Karen, I know, that has become a part of her brand.
Absolutely. And then Rihanna was like, love you, Karen, like, so proud of you. And I literally was like, and it, like, shook the internet. And I literally was like, Karen and Rihanna, like, I'm dying.
I'm like, dying over their names. Classic Riri and Karen.
But I remember, like, having to, like, pause the episode and, like, zoom in to be like, oh my God, that's actually Fendi. Like, I thought it was a joke.
I was like, oh, I know. It was a lot. I was like, okay, Karen, here we go.
There's a time and a place, girl, but okay.
How about Monique referring to Charisse as Oompa Loompa Charisse? That was tough. That was really, really tough.
That's like when Monique gets to that really nasty place very quickly. And like, it's like,
oh, she can cut a bitch.
Like, it's like, I feel like her and Candace, like Candace is that on Twitter, whereas like Monique is that in person.
Absolutely. I was dying over Monique last season, legendary quote when she just goes, I will drag you pregnant and all. Like 8 months. Oh,
so like, and then drag me, Monique, drag me.
Wait, that, oh my god.
That episode is one of the best.
Oh, that's, to me, that's the best episode of all time. I'm not kidding.
Oh, so good.
Monique just going, drag me, Candace just going, drag me, Monique, drag me. Like, that was crazy.
Also, I have that at the Sip and See Monique saying that she's not aggressive. She, like, slipped that line in there, and I was like, that's really debatable, Monique. Yeah, like,
me, you.
We have the previews of what's about to happen, and then we have what happened last season. Even if you're just quoting, I could drag you, pregnant and all. Like, it's aggressive, Monique.
I
think you need to, like, accept it.
I have not waited so intensely for something in the Housewives land in a while as I've been waiting for this Monique Candace fight.
Like that episode one, like with the dramatic music, with
oh
the
my
like,
God.
I literally was like, my jaw was dropped.
They love to tease it. Like it's truly like a psychological thriller. They talked about that on Bitch Sesh. They were like, they tease it like it's a horror film. Like it'll show flashes of it and it'll be like,
but it was like, stop it, Monique! She's not Karen. She's like, get your hands off her, Monique!
I'm dying. Karen's just like, Monique! Like, Karen's like, gets firm with her, probably. And then, like, in another scene with Giselle being like, wow.
Of course, like, Giselle and Robin in the corner, like, oh, that's a lot, girl. Like, not caring, but also caring.
I will never forget when Monique almost strangled Robin with an umbrella.
Oh my god.
That was so, like, forgiven so quickly.
Oh, absolutely. There's, like, moments like that, especially with Monique, where you're like, girl, like.
It's really, really.
Like, no wonder it, like, comes to, like, this, you know, dramatic.
Oh.
Like, I'm honestly surprised it hasn't happened sooner.
This that sounds horrible. Brawl. Loving Ashley's speech mid-breastfeed.
What did she say again?
No. She was just having, like, a very serious talk about the group and just, like, Dean was breastfeeding. I was loving it. And I'm not saying that in, like, a shaming way. Like, I truly was like, okay, bitch, work.
Like, your mom.
And then, okay, so then let me go to my notes for this week's episode, which was also quite the banger. You texted me and you said that a highlight for you was Wendy and Robin with the tequila in the park.
I was like, living for this friendship. I don't know what's going to happen. And her just like whipping it out, like Robin being like, I'm feeling a margarita. And then Wendy's like, okay, girl, like I'm feeling it. Like I was like, okay, Dr. Wendy, like you can get down. But like fact it was like the Cuervo bottles. I was like, could we not afford something better, girl? Like that's what I can afford.
I know. So, I truly was like, okay, interesting choice. Wait, how are you feeling about Wendy in general?
I'm loving her. I'm just, like, waiting for her. I know next week we're going to get more of her because it's going to be that her Ashley moment, which I cannot fucking wait for, like, her to drag Ashley.
To drag Ashley.
Yes, Wendy to drag Ashley. Like, I'm, because I've been waiting for that ever since the preview. But, yeah, I just, like, want them to feature her more. Like, I love her, and, like, she has funny little one-liner moments.
You want to talk about her?
Like, she's so not, like, oh, the confessional look. Wow, okay. Classic the Dream Girls look.
Oh my god. This is the best when you text. First of all, I was gonna text you just going, wow, choice for Wendy in the sparkly purple top.
Just is like it, base level.
Is it purple or pink?
I think it's like a high, I think it's a fuchsia.
It's a classic. And then literally as I'm looking at it, you text me and go, okay, Wendy with the Dream Girls confessional. And it truly is just like Effie White in her dressing room.
Like at all times. Like, I feel like that's the only. Has she had another look? I don't really.
She has, because they actually have barely been showing the Dream Girls look. They've almost. It's as if they know that like the gay community will riot.
Absolutely.
I'm obsessed with that Dream Girls look. I'm enjoying Wendy on the show. She's interesting. Wait, can we start off with this dance class? Adam. Yeah. Adam. Giselle in this dance class. First of all, she looked great.
Absolutely, her body.
But that's about it. I mean, she is so cringe. I love her so much, but she's so cringe.
And even the daughter was like, Mom, stop. And she's like, no. And I was like, okay, Giselle.
Oh my God, the daughter was like in pain. Also, when Giselle just whispered to her as they're starting the dance, she goes, Beyonce, Rihanna, Lizzo.
I was like,
what the fuck? Like,
I know. I literally could not.
Also, Giselle is so obvious about her, like, furthering the story along. She's like, so remember when we were on the boat? It's like, Giselle, it was yesterday.
Literally. I was like, girl.
It was too much. Also, Karen filming this video with this actor. Wow.
I'm like, Miss Huger. Like, you're part really...
What were you saying?
No, what were you saying?
That was like, no, my God. A part of me was like, wow, this poor actor having to do this. And then another part of me was like, you don't even know the fucking lines. Like, how hard is this?
They couldn't pronounce anything. I was like, what was the prep work like? Like, what happened? Like, did they come on the spot? Like,
it's just pronouncing the words in the email, girl.
Like, I was literally dying at Karen being like, oh, you don't say that? Oh, you can't say that?
Like, I was about to wreck you.
I literally can't. Wait, also, random tie-in with Wendy moment. What do we, I don't know if it's going to, like, come out, but, like,
what is their deal?
Karen, it's giving me, like, Giselle and Monique vibes, like, when, you know, Giselle was instantly judging Monique, and I was like, you don't know? Like, what? I'm like, Karen, why are you judging Wendy? Like, what has she done? Like,
love this cross-reference within the show.
Absolutely. You know me?
Yeah, so I was like, Karen has it out for Wendy.
Like, instantly. I was like, and then Wendy's like, I don't know what's going on. Like, I was like, oh, I feel for you, Wendy.
Even when Candace left the Sip and See Oscar party, when Wendy was like, Candace. And I remember Karen was like, we have to let her leave. And we have to respect that. Like, it was like, she took such a tone with Wendy. I was like,
So weird. Karen is just on one this season.
I'm hoping that they definitely get into it. I also was loving how interested Wendy was in Karen's sex life.
Oh my God, what was the line? Wait, Karen, you still have sex? That, like, quick little flash.
That's
was like,
restaurant when she just goes, Karen, you still have sex? Like, that was
everything. Wendy. Oh, also Wendy just being like, where's the alcohol? Like, I was like, that's my girl. Like, that's why I'm like, I love Wendy.
Again, the tequila at the park. I fucking loved it. When I first saw Wendy pulling up to that park for a picnic, I was like, okay, this is like a family scene. Cute, whatever. And then when I saw Robin pulling up with the cheetah leggings, the sneakers, and her boys, I was like, classic fucking Robin. Like, of
course. Robin's outfits this season so far, like, they're really inexcusable.
It's
like,
not okay.
The one that's like, okay. Like, so I guess the one at Karen's party is like, okay. But like,
But her at the park, I was like, this is so classic you. Like, of course you're filming at, like, at a park doing a picnic. It's like, Robin, I need the energy to be picked up with Robin.
Absolutely. Like, this tequila needs to, like, get you going.
I need her to be, like, fucking one on camera so we can, like, get a taste of that. That's inappropriate. Okay. How about Wendy saying that she puts her kids in her office during time out so that they can read the degrees? I thought that was a lot.
I think it's just not. And then Robin's like, is that a Nigerian thing? Like, I don't know what's going on.
Oh my God, Robin.
I was like, I feel like it's a little much, Wendy. Like,
yeah, I was like, Wendy, I understand you are intelligent.
Like, you have your 4 degrees. We know your career. Like, she has to say that.
Someone has 4 degrees, and I'm sure that they can laugh at me as I'm, like, filming this, you know, at my grandma's house. But when I hear that someone has 4 degrees, I'm like, wow, that's really sad. Like, I feel like that's, like, your whole life must be dedicated to this.
It's really, like, 30 years, at least, I feel like, of education.
And maybe they love that, and that's, like, the incredible part of it. But it just seems like, wow, I want to, like, take that person out for, like, a shot.
More than one.
More than, well, absolutely. But they really wouldn't need many.
Absolutely not.
They'd literally be, like, fucking falling over. Okay. So Ashley and Candace have lunch. Okay, these restaurants are not up to standard for housewives, and I will not accept it. I'm sorry.
I agree. It's like, I don't know where they're going.
Were we at Panera?
It literally looks like a, not like, and coming from someone who's worked there, it looks like Panera, okay?
Oh my God, the Panera, shout out.
But yeah, now I need them to step it up. Like, I mean,
Adam, also watching this during COVID, everyone was so close together. I was like, dear Lord, move the fuck over.
I know. Actually, with her baby, like, not being able to get through. I
like, was literally being like, excuse me.
Also, Candace, let's choose a table that's, like, outside or, like, somewhere.
Oh, my God. Also, Candace just not even getting up.
For the last second, being like, oh, my God, hi, baby D. I was like, here we go. This is already a, you know, shows how the conversation will go.
That was really cute when baby Dean was, like, interjecting.
Oh, yeah, because he knew the BS.
He was literally like, no.
Candace was like, what else, honey? And I was like, Candace.
I know. I was like, Candace, a little, can we be a little warmer to this child?
Also, that conversation between them two, like, Ashley is just, granted, we all know I'm not a huge Ashley fan, but
no,
like,
no one is.
Letting her off so easy. She's like,
I agree.
That's okay. And then Candace was like, it's always the, like, well, if you felt that way, I'm sorry. It's like, no, take out the if you felt that way. Clearly we know they felt that way. Just say you're freaking sorry and, like, actually show remorse and, like, you're going to change. Instead of being like, oh, well, you know, if you took her in her hands, if you took that this tweet that way.
Oh, my God, the hands.
Like, if you were in labor during that, I didn't know. I'm so sorry. It's like, girl, this is all BS. Like,
I know there are a million excuses with Candace. It's like, I didn't know that. However, even if I did, you also thought that I meant it that way, and I didn't. And I didn't know, and I didn't mean it that way. And I was just going on a rage with Twitter. And you also said that about me 6 months ago, and I never forgave you for that other thing. And then we didn't have to go to through. Like, it's like, shut up. There, I'm not even trying to be deep, but like, it's almost like you learn a tiny bit about trying to be an adult when you watch this show with Candace, because like, she thinks that like saying sorry about anything means that like, oh my God, I'm dead. I'm dead at Paula just like showing up. Hey girl. Mom is joining us for a hot second. Oh my God, classic straight up.
I'm literally dead. Welcome, Paula Turney, everyone.
Classic Paula Turney, straight up, Paula Abdul.
Oh, my God.
Hey. Oh. Hey, you have a famous name.
Oh, there you go. You're sharing it. There we go. Loving the shout out.
She's sharing it with me, because I'm an old lady.
Oh, okay, Paula.
We love it.
Straight up.
We love a Karen energy.
Oh, my God.
Not like a...
Yes.
Karen in like the real world, like a Karen Huger.
But I just really don't.
Wait, what were we talking about? Candace
just being. She just goes around in circles, and I hate when she's like, well, you have some part in this as well. And I'm like, what part does Ashley have in this, Candace? Because I think it's all coming from you and you starting everything.
It's just too much. She thinks that, like, admitting any wrong means that, like, she doesn't believe in herself or something. Like, she's so childish. It's like, you can actually just say you're sorry and just move on. Like, let the action go. Like, she's so childish.
And the fact that, like, at Karen's party when Ashley was talking to Giselle, and Giselle's like, well, how did that conversation go when you guys met? And Ashley was like, oh, yeah, well, she apologized. And Giselle was like, well, do you think she meant it? And Ashley was like, well, you know, it's like the best she could do kind of a thing. And it's like, no, you can't let people off like the best they can do. Like, that's then clearly you don't believe it was a full apology. It's like,
yeah, it's Ashley, also, you're being naive. And I don't want to be friends with someone like that. And I know that they're not really friends. They're coworkers. But It was just too much. How about Candace telling Wendy that Giselle can be a little Giselle monster?
I mean, I was like, I don't disagree.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, like, I actually don't think it's that bad, and I agree, but she's just messy.
Yeah, it's just clearly, and, like, you know that's going to get back to Giselle. Like, it's Giselle. Like, and she's going to come for you. Like, when she did, it was everything. Like, when Giselle,
it was good.
And then Candace was like, ugh. And I was like, thank you, Giselle. Like, that's the kind of person where it's like, I mean, granted, we see it happen with Monique later on.
Oh, my God.
It's like, I don't understand what's going to get through to Candace. You know what I mean? Like, someone yelling at you isn't working. Like, it's just.
Yeah, not a lot is really piercing Candace. It's a lot. I love.
Chris is cock, okay?
Oh my God, I absolutely thought it, but I wasn't going to say it. Also, like, it's crazy how obvious they are with this game of telephone. It's like, Candace says it to Wendy. Wendy says it to Robin. Robin says it to Giselle. Giselle comes to Candace. It's like, wow, the producers are just like sitting pretty. They're like, all right.
It's like,
you guys got this. You guys, Giselle, you got it. Cool. All right.
Great. Love it.
Giselle, like, it needs to be a producer.
Also, Giselle's outfit.
Wait, which outfit? Oh my God.
It's first of all, one of the most unacceptable outfits on the whole franchise.
First of all, I would love to see like a shorter hairstyle on Giselle. I thought that her like shorter hair when Cal was helping her looked really cute.
Absolutely.
Her outfit at the party with a black thigh high, isn't that like dark
blue eyeshadow?
It was very like Victoria Beckham early 2000s.
I was about to say Victoria Beckham.
Like, it was not. It was not okay.
Skirt moment?
Oh my God, no. No, no, no.
Like a sixth grade, like poodle skirt? Like, I just don't. No. Like, did your daughters dress you? Like, I just don't know.
How many directions Giselle's going in every episode? It's so hard to keep track. I'm like getting whiplash from Giselle. I'm embarrassed that I just said that. Okay. Monique, I wrote down Monique is gorge. What'd you say?
Side note.
Casual. I know she's gorge. When her and Chris were having that conversation, and it was like, Chris thinks that the answer is money. Like, you have money. Shut up. He basically was like, I don't want to have to deal with this. Figure it out. Like, here's
the... Chris has always been that way. Like, every time we've seen him, he's like, well, we can afford this. We can afford that. And it's like... And then was like, basically forcing her. Granted, she was like down with it too, to like have that third baby. But he was like, and when you give me another child, like, da da da, like, we can afford it. And I was like, I don't like this like domineering.
I feel like he's very big on stereotypes.
Yes.
I don't find that attractive in him.
And she's just kind of like, I think she's into that as well. Like, I think they probably both were probably raised in like, you know, traditional.
Yeah.
How the roles were kind of a thing, but she's also very feisty, you know? So it's like, I can see them running into issues, like she's bigger issues.
Her baby is so fucking cute. Oh my God.
So cute.
When he was like cuddling her, like in her like breasts, I was like, oh my God.
Honestly, all her kids, so cute.
I know they are. When she said to her daughter, she's like, all right, take your baby alive.
Oh my God.
So cute. Okay, how about Karen's having a serious identity crisis, I feel like.
I think it's more than I don't even know what she's going through. But, like, also, I had no idea that Ray, it was a 17-year difference between them.
Oh, yeah, he's much older. He's 70 years old.
I was like, what,
Karen? It's like a serious...
I could never imagine.
Is there someone in Atlanta or maybe Beverly Hills that is literally a 20-year age difference? And like, well, I know Erica's husband, but that's not who I'm talking about. Is Greg Leakes a lot older than Nene?
I was gonna say Greg, but I don't think he's that.
He's that much older, and she's in her mid-50s.
Yeah, I don't think he's that much older. Maybe like 10.
Actually, I think she's like 50. That's not accurate. I just imagined her in my head being like a girl. Okay, Karen goes, this party has to be perfect so me and Ray can connect. What?
It's like, Karen, a party is not going to fix your marriage. Like,
also, the party is all about you.
Literally, and like the fact that, was it Giselle that confronted Ray about it?
Robin.
And she was like, what do you, you know, when they had the K, like.
Yeah, that was crazy.
And Ray was like, well, she... You know, basically, like, kind of mocking her, being like, she planned it, like, ha, ha, ha.
Absolutely. He was like, oh, Jesus.
Literally. And him, like, walking up the stairs at the end of the episode, I was like, this is not a good look.
Also, okay, the looks at this party were 100% choices. Robin coming with the pizza.
Oh, truly iconic for her.
I wondered, genuinely, when they sneaked it in the commercial, I was like... I feel like Karen might actually get pissed, and this might be a little bit of a storyline. And then I was actually really relieved to see her, like, totally laugh it off. And, like,
oh, yeah, she was, I'm so glad she loved it. I don't think, because I think it wasn't, like, had that been really fresh, I think it would have been malicious. But I think, since it was, like, a year ago or whatever, like, yeah. I'm sure, or even longer than that.
And it's, like, fucking Robin, like, as if she, like, actually, like, means
it. Like, if Giselle did something like that, it could be, like...
Mm. Oh, yeah, I don't know if Karen would have, like, fucked with it. Because also, I would have been so happy to see pizza.
Sorry, what was that?
I would have been so happy to see pizza.
Absolutely. That would have been my first thing.
I literally would have been like, Robin, fuck yes, hand over the pizza.
Like, imagine we're like kind of drunk. I'd have been like, absolutely.
Oh my God, at that party? Yes. When Candace is like, I think we can like chat at some point. Giselle hopped on that shit so quick. She was like, we could chat right now.
That conversation gave me life.
Oh my God, her in the confessional going, Candace, you're not going to electric slide your way through this conversation. Oh my God.
So good.
I love Giselle. I love her.
This is one of those good, just like, I feel like we haven't had a lot of them yet because she hasn't really had like confrontation with a specific person yet, other than like
she's been trying to like narrate.
Yeah, it's been like the Jamal and kid situation that's been like her storyline. And I like miss her having like the her and Karen storyline, you know, where they're always bickering. It's like, you know, or like her and Robin, whatever it is. So it was nice to have like, oh, good. I feel like this is like old Giselle, like at her best. Because I was like her against Candace, like Giselle's going to win, clearly.
Oh my God, I know. And it was really refreshing to see her shut Candace down. Yes, I feel like...
I can't
with Candace. I feel like this might be her last season.
I think it really should be. And like, I hope she's like feeling the flack she's getting. Because it's like, girl, it's not... You're not presenting yourself in a great light. And you shouldn't be proud of
her. She is.
Or if she's just like, I don't give a fuck. I'm, you know, getting the money, whatever. Like, you know, her own thing. But...
Or her, yeah.
I'm just like...
It's a lot.
Thing. It was like, if you felt weird about this, then like, you know, I'm sorry if you felt weird. Or if this hurt you, whatever. That wasn't my intention. Da, da, da. And I'm like, oh. And then Giselle was like, oh, bitch, yes, it was. Da, da, da. You're stupid. Like, I was like, yes.
Like, Giselle being like, you're trying to be funny and it's not.
And then like the pause with the editing and then like the going to the commercial. I was like, yes, everything.
That was really good. I also loved at the sip and see when Monique was just random, just so casually like, no, you're the flip flopper.
I love Monique's argument.
Candace goes, you're a flip flopper, Monique. And Monique goes, no, you're the flip flopper.
It's the classic like back and forth when they just reverse it on the other person. I'm like,
oh, I love it. How are you feeling about... Okay, wait, I cannot stay focused. My last note that I wrote down is, Karen coming through the sliding door is tough for me. Was there not a better entrance for this Pepto-Bismol outfit?
Also, Robin saying that, iconic.
Absolutely. Credit to Robin. Credit to Pepto.
Brand partnership for Karen, okay?
I mean, absolutely. Okay, first of all, for there to be a full-blown costume change, Karen, this is your party.
It's giving me, like, sip and see vibes part two, acting like it's, you know, like an anniversary party or, like, just something that's so dramatic when it's not. And we know it's just Karen being Karen with the antics, whatever, but it's like, if you think this is going to be endearing to Ray, which is, this is your whole point, quote unquote, of, like, throwing this party, you do not think Ray's gonna, like, do you think Ray's gonna be like, oh my God, I love this? He's gonna be like, no, this is freaking extra and too much. Like,
yeah, like, where was Ray during this?
Like, literally nowhere. They were separate the whole party, which is hilarious because the whole point was to bring them together, in quotes.
Jesus. Okay. I mean, Karen and Ray, I don't know what's gonna happen with them.
I'm really like feeling weird about it.
You're what?
Feeling weird about it. Like, I'm not a fan of Ray, really, but I don't want her to like have to go through that, because they've been together for how long?
I think 20 years, but I had no idea that they had kids. And I clearly they've talked about the fact that they have kids.
Oh, yeah, well, they had, remember her older daughter was like, I don't know, season two or something, like when she went to college.
Wow, I completely forgot about that. Like, in my mind, I was just like, what?
We haven't seen her like at all since. Like, I think she visited once and then they like haven't shown her. So I don't even know like what her daughter's up to, but again, I barely remember it, like you're saying.
Yeah, I can't wait for Karen to be a grandma. I feel like that would be such fierce energy for her.
Oh my God, I cannot imagine. Like, what she would dress the baby in.
Oh my God, so much Fendi.
Imagine, little baby Fendi ambassador.
Little baby Fendi. Okay, so how are you feeling about this season overall with Potomac?
So far, I'm like not really impressed. Like, I need more drama. I need more fights. I feel like it's all like building up to stuff, which is like, I hate the slow wind up with seasons sometimes. Like, I feel like the season's really going to be all about the Monique Candace moment.
Right.
And like, other than that, they haven't really been like even in the preview, there aren't anything like that's like major, you know, where it's like, oh my God, I'm so excited for this. It's like, I feel like all of us are kind of just waiting for that one moment, which is good, but also kind of annoying because I want more.
Right. And I don't know when that's coming either. I don't know if that's like episode 7 or episode 12. Like I, you know.
Like, I feel like it's going to be one of those, like, where it's going to be, like, the mid-season thing before they take a little break and then do the other half of the season.
Right. Do we know where they're going on their trip?
Oh, I think they showed it in a preview. I don't remember where, though.
I'm excited to see them travel as a group. With
them traveling is always really good. So I'm hoping that will also be good.
And they go to, like, cute places. Like, where did they go last year? The Grand Cayman Islands?
I don't remember.
That was a cute one. I remember. They like, have their
Katie best left. Oh my God.
Guess is for Katie.
Guess is for, oh, we need to bring Katie back. Send us out, Katie and everything.
Oh my God, Katie and Wendy. I need like Katie trying to take Karen down.
I also could be down for Charisse to be back because she's like starting all this drama and I'm like, Charisse is just such a like wet dog, but like
also. She truly is just like. At the fucking, like, in the hallway, just like, hey, guys, like
starting shit.
I would love for her to just be at every single event in the background smoking a cig.
Like, she could be a friend where she comes. Like, you know, when Sheree was kind of like that, where she was there a lot or whatever.
Okay, yeah. But wait, what is she this season? Just, like, recurring in the background?
I don't really know, because she's only was in the first two episodes, right?
But also, what has she ever been a housewife?
Charisse?
Yeah.
Yeah, wasn't she on season one of Potomac?
Was it just season one, though?
I think it was season one and two. It might have just been one. I think it was the first two.
That's really sad because the show really took off after she was demoted.
Literally. But I honestly liked her. Like, I didn't, like, have a problem with her, really. Like,
you're feeling it. I love when Candace is like, Shanice. I'm dying, Shanice.
Classic Shanice.
Classic Shanice. I loved when Monique was like, Charisse and I are good friends. We're good. We're cool. It's like, why is your voice so high right now? You're a weirdo.
Literally. But no, I need like her to replace Candace or at least Katie. I feel like there's some like sort of contractual thing with Katie where she's just like too crazy. I don't know.
I know. I feel like they are truly living in fear of Katie. As I
energy is like it's what's needed on the show. Like I just need someone who's like crazy as fuck to like go in there and like stir up the pot. Like we need someone.
Katie versus Ashley last season, that was so fucking good.
Or even like Katie versus Candace, like I would die at that.
Oh my God, I want to see that. Wait, could you imagine like Katie pressing the wrong button with Monique?
That would be another fight in 2 seconds.
Like literally that would be like another physical altercation.
Because Katie can provoke, as we know. Oh, absolutely. Like, what are you going to do, Monique? And then Monique would be like, bitch.
When Katie just left the vacay last season, and the producers are like,
That was, like, my favorite episode, for sure.
That was so good, with Robin and Giselle being like, where is Katie? Like, can we speak to a producer? Like, our friend is missing.
Literally. And they're like, oh, yeah, she left.
And they were just like, oh, yeah, she booked it.
I literally can't.
Like,
yeah, I think they do the best on trips and whatnot.
I do.
I feel like we're still stuck in Potomac, and I'm just kind of like, nothing's, you know, super entertaining yet. So I think next week, looks really good with, I forgot where they're going, but.
Yeah, I have to look it up. But Karen's house is so big. I mean, she has so much property. That party was huge. All right, overall, how are you feeling about, you know, I know you're big with Atlanta. How are you feeling about Potomac, you know, in comparison with Atlanta?
Ooh, that's a good one. I mean, I feel like it's like, we're at the point because we're about season 5, so it's like taking off now, and that's kind of around the same point I feel like Atlanta. It's like once we got rid of Kim, it was like we're good to go.
Kenya and Portia, so I agree.
So now I'm hoping like they get rid of Candace in a similar way, and then we can like get someone else and maybe bring Katie back. Whatever.
I'm dying at the Candace Kim Zolciak connection.
Comparison.
Oh my God.
But I just feel like it's that needs to happen for the show to like. Because I feel like we're just going to be stuck in the drama always going back to Candace. Everyone's ganging up on Candace, like, trope, which is kind of the same with Kim, where it's like, everyone's ganging up on Kim, you know, whatever, even though everything they're doing is, like, definitely, like, warranted to have people go against them. So I'm just sick of that, like, storyline. Like, I just need a new energy. I need, you know, different drama.
So I think they're similar in that sense. Yeah.
Okay, bitch. Which one do you like better if you had to pick? God. That's an unfair question. Atlanta.
I mean, probably Atlanta, like, because I've watched. Because I've watched more of it, so I know more. I would have, I'd have to have, like, Potomac have a similar amount of seasons, and then I feel like I could compare, because who knows, like, season 9, Potomac could be fucking everything, and, like,
right.
That's really my decision.
Yeah.
So at this point, I would say Atlanta, for sure, but still. Yeah.
Atlanta has my heart, but, yeah, Potomac, I mean, it's crazy how quick 5 seasons went by. It is so fucking good.
Also, I was, like, surprised that it was, kept recurring. Like, I was like, oh, because even when you talk to me about it, you're like, oh, yeah, Potomac. I was like, Potomac, like, what the heck?
I know. It took me.
It has, like, such a stigma, like, with even just the name. You're like, what the heck is that? And, like, I've had friends ask me, like, oh, is this good? Like, is this franchise good? And who have watched all the other ones. But I think they're mainly just like, what? Like, Potomac? Like, just so random.
They judge. And I tell them, I'm like, you have no idea. I was you. Like,
it was so dramatic.
I know. I'm like, you don't understand. I felt like I couldn't watch it. Like, what's Potomac? And then I started watching it, and it is such a vacation for the mind.
Okay, cool. Such a vacation for the mind.
Classic Brene Brown here. We love it.
Oh, my God.
I can't. Oh, I'm done. I said I also can't with Ashley.
Oh, she's so irrelevant this season. Like, I'm like, honestly, yeah, we haven't really talked about that. Like, she's, all she's doing is breastfeeding, and, which is, you know, great, obviously, but, like.
I'm dying. All she's doing is breastfeeding.
And her, like, granted, I don't know what it's like being a new, you know, new mother, but.
Right.
Her, like, oh my God, I, like, had to drag myself to this party, and, like. Oh, it's so hard. I'm away from him. I'm exhausted, which I feel like are all, like, accurate things. But for me, if you're going to sign on to the show, I feel like we talked about this, like, if you're going to sign this contract, you need to show the fuck up and bring the drama. Like, I'm sorry. I don't really have remorse for you because this is your job. Like, you see Wendy with 50 million things in her life, and she's killing, you know what I mean? She's killing, and they should give her more screen time. So it's just like, this is what you signed up for, Ashley. Granted, I'm sure she was, like, contractually obligated, even though she might have been like, oh, I'm having a baby, I want to take a break.
Right.
But it's like, girl, here you are. Like, shut out the baby and get back up.
I feel like you're going.
That's as a Mo, though. She looked great.
She did look good at the party. I do feel like we're going through postpartum with Ashley, and that's not a feeling I'm loving as a viewer. Maybe that's really insensitive for me to say.
No, I agree. When it's the thing of where it's, that's a natural part of, you know, pregnancy and the process, yeah. Where it's like you have the postpartum months or whatever. So it's just, I think it's just awkward timing. It's just bad timing. And
that's true. Now, you're an incredible singer. What do you think of Candace's ability as a singer?
First of all, I'm dying at that segue. Thanks, girl. Second of all, I'm literally dying, Joey.
There we go.
I feel like a lot of celebrities, I guess you can call Candace a celebrity. It's a little bit.
Sure. So generous of you. And you are the most generous human being right now.
A public figure for Potomac, Maryland.
A Maryland public figure.
Absolutely. But I feel like they like to use their platform, or, like, you know, they're like, oh, might as well try it out. And for someone like me, where it's like, this is what I'm trying to do for my career, it just, like, always feels like mocking in a sense, because I'm like, girl, you're not good. Like, you're not.
Does it offend you, or are you just like, wow, peace and blessings, God bless? Like, wow,
it doesn't really offend me, because it's like, what, you know, what, like, I can't do anything about it. So it's just kind of like, girl, you do you. Like, similar to Portia, I'm like, you do you, girl. Like,
you're also not intimidated by, like, the vocals of, like, Luann de Lesseps.
Luann de Lesseps. I think we have so many. What's her face from Jersey? Yeah. Like, Kim Zolciak.
Melissa Gorga. Oh, my God.
Like, we have so many, like, that I'm just like, NeNe Leakes, you know.
Oh, my God, NeNe recently with that song, just during quarantine. What's your favorite Housewife song?
Oh, that's hard. I think Tardy for the Party, like, such an OG.
That
I'm, like, little and being obsessed with that. Like, when I was in like eighth grade or whatever. My dad was like, Adam, and my dad and I used to watch Atlanta together.
I remember you and I talking about that like freshman year of college.
Oh yeah, we were like bonded over that. I remember like buying it on iTunes, like supporting Kim. And like, it literally was like the most played that year. Like, you know, that like iTunes, it used to have like your most played. It literally was my most played that year. Like, that's like sad.
Wow. It is sad. We have our moments. Like,
me and the girl. Classic with Soul, yeah.
Mine's probably Money Can't Buy You Class, but that's just because I like.
I figured.
You know, classic me. All right, well, this was incredible, Adam. Thank you so much for joining me. I can't wait to recap future Potomac episodes.
Absolutely, Miss Gorka. It's been so fun.
Oh, my God. And wait, what is your Instagram handle in case, you know, any civilian human being listens to this and wants to, like, find you?
It's at @amturney.
Singer extraordinaire.
Singer extraordinaire.
We love it.
And this is a future backup singer, okay?
And this is future backup dancer and artistic director. We love it.
Honestly, I would love that job. I'd be like, Candace, get together, girl.
Who's Candy's assistant on Atlanta? Is that Don
Juan? Oh, his face. Don Juan, right?
Don Juan. You can be like Candace's Don Juan, but you're also like a backup dancer and a singer.
That would be too much, because already Don Juan is going crazy because of... And Candy's, like, chill.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you would kill Candace. I mean, that's dark, but... Candiace, Candiace. Greatest spelling, Candiace.
Literally, who had that idea? Classic her mom.
Classic Miss Dorothy, we can't get into her. We'll be
we didn't even discuss her. That's a whole
Never other. Forget the purse hit heard around the world.
Never forget her at the anniversary party saying, I'm so glad you get to make love to each other.
Oh my
God. One of Dorothy's greatest moments. And then Giselle's like, take the mic, take the mic.
Giselle was like, oh my God, Miss Dorothy. And then Karen getting up there being like, you know, I'm having a lot of problems.
Was Karen speaking at that? Like, I was like.
I mean, Karen speaking, Karen is a beacon of light for the marriage community.
Beacon of light, ray of light, classic M.
We love every classic Ray of Light Madonna.
I love it getting featured. Dua Lipa featuring Madonna and Missy Elliott, okay?
Oh my God, classic levitating. We love it. I'm levitating. Okay. Love you, Adam. Thank you so much for being a guest.
Love you.
All right, Blanche Devereaux, we love it as Tal Getty.